We usually find ourselves talking about abuse where the wife is the victim, but on today's Family Matters, we'll help a husband who is suffering physical abuse from his wife and give universal steps that must be taken no matter what the abuse and who the perpetrator is. That's next on Family Matters. Stay tuned. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. A husband who is struggling with his wife's abusive behavior wrote to us with this question. How should I respond to a wife who has a tendency to resort to violence? Once or twice a year, my spouse and I have a disagreement that escalates out of control. At such times, she says the meanest, most irrational things about me, including, "I hate you." I've always remained calm and have never responded in kind. But this only enrages her to the point of violence. She throws things at me, even tries to hit and kick me or knee me in the crotch. So far, I have not suffered serious injury, but I worry what might happen if there were a knife or some other weapon handy. She's a pleasant and loving Christian woman most of the time, which makes it difficult for others to believe me or take my situation seriously. Am I overly concerned? What should I do? The short answer to your question is no, you are not unduly concerned. In fact, you need to take action, and you should do so as soon as possible. From our perspective, the urgency of the situation is underscored by your worries about what could happen if your wife had access to a weapon. This is a red flag that should not be ignored. Don't be lulled into complacency or a false sense of security by the infrequency of these episodes. Domestic violence needs to be taken seriously wherever and whenever it raises its head. When a marriage turns abusive, most of us tend to assume that the man is the perpetrator and the woman is the victim. In your case, the stereotypical roles have been reversed. This can make it harder for some people to believe your story. Apparently, you've already discovered this. It presents you with all kinds of thorny questions about how you should react when your wife begins to lose control. You've demonstrated an admirable degree of self-restraint under pressure. That being said, you still need to confront her with a choice. You should not wait for another episode to occur to say, "This kind of behavior is unacceptable and I'm not going to put up with it anymore." Insist that she seek professional help. Let her know that there will be a consequence if she refuses. A spouse who is acting out in this fashion can sometimes be persuaded to make a change if her partner has the courage to create a crisis. Tell her either we both get counseling separately or I'm moving out until you're ready to help me resolve this problem. In many cases, a therapeutic separation can provide the necessary motivation to get things moving in a positive direction. It's important to note that we don't recommend the two of you seek counseling as a couple, at least not in the beginning. It's far too easy for an abusive spouse to manipulate a joint counseling situation and subsequently turn it to her own advantage or use it as an excuse for further abusive behavior. You should also bear in mind that this probably isn't going to be a quick and easy process. Abuse is usually rooted in deeply entrenched patterns of thought and behavior, and you can't expect to reverse those patterns in a couple of counseling sessions. By way of background, you should understand that your wife's behavior is almost certainly a symptom of a much deeper problem. In many ways, her volatility and impulsivity are reminiscent of borderline personality disorder. This is a serious psychological condition, most often rooted in childhood attachment issues. It manifests itself through alternating extremes, intense and inappropriate anger, suicidal thoughts, and instability of mind and mood. It's impossible to say for certain, of course, without a thorough psychological assessment. This is yet another reason for engaging the assistance of a trained professional. Focus on the Family's counseling staff can provide you with referrals to qualified therapists practicing in your area. Please call 031-716-3300 to be put in touch with someone. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.